T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts. Our top local story, L.A. County Sheriff's investigators will be releasing information about an arrest in a foiled school shooting plot. KMX 1070's Pete Demetrio is live from the Hall of Justice with details.
The investigation reportedly centered around the L.A. Sheriff's Department's Century Station area in South Los Angeles. People tipped off deputies that a student had threatened to shoot school staff and other students. Now, a warrant was then served to the home of that student, reportedly turning up an AR-15-style rifle that may have been built from parts, along with ammunition and other items, including a layout of the campus itself, showing a certain degree of sophistication and planning as to what this person was intending to do. Now, so far, investigators have not released what school was the target of this intended attack. We should know more when they start releasing more information at a news conference about 30 minutes from now. Reporting live at the Hall of Justice, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meantime, a teenager is facing possible charges after deputies say he made criminal threats against a high school in Palmdale. This started when authorities received a call about a planned shooting today at Pete Knight High. An investigation led them to a teenager who allegedly made threats on social media and posted pictures of a person holding a firearm and bullets. Authorities say the teenager admitted to posting the picture and to writing additional threats. He was arrested and booked at Sylmar Juvenile Hall. The former medical correspondent for NBC4 appeared before a judge today for allegedly using an online messaging app to ask a 9-year-old girl for sexually suggestive photos. KNX 1070's John Baird was in court. He joins us live from downtown Los Angeles.
The hearing was over in 7 minutes flat as 71-year-old Dr. Bruce Hensel entered a plea in the case. He stands accused of contacting the young girl for sexual purposes. She's said to be the daughter of an acquaintance. He stood in front of the judge with his attorney and entered that plea.
At this time, sir, do you waive formal reading of this complaint statement of rights? Enter a plea of not guilty on behalf of your client, denying any and all special allegations, enhancements, and priors if applicable.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, that not guilty plea will be entered.
He did not speak after the brief hearing. He walked out hand in hand with a woman and with his attorney, but said nothing. The judge did order him to have no contact with the 9-year-old girl or her parents, and he cannot be in the presence of anyone unaccompanied, anyone under 18 years old. He will be back in court in January. Reporting live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A big fundraiser to help an L.A. FD firefighter battle a crippling disease.
Eric Stevens has always been active, playing football in college for the Rams and then fought fires with the L.A. Fire Department. Now he's battling for his life against a rare neurological disease. His wife Amanda tells KNX it's been tough to watch.
The doctors told us the 2 to 5 year life expectancy and paralysis will come a lot before that.
And it's expensive.
$200,000 to $300,000 a year for ALS patients for the care. And it's really hard for us to look, you know, down that road.
So people from all over the country will gather for a big fundraiser at Seaside Lagoon in Redondo Beach. Live entertainment, college football, drinks, food, and auctions will raise money, all of which will go to Eric Stevens to help his fight against ALS. Rob Archer, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It was a scary commute to L.A.'s Union Station for some Metrolink passengers. Their train was involved in a fiery collision.
Let's go! Let's go!
The collision happened about 5:30 this morning. Metrolink quickly hustled people off of the train as fire burned at the RV that the train hit. It had been stalled on the tracks here in Santa Fe Springs.
You heard just the explosion, just the noise of like pop. Some guy pries the door open and is like, get off the train right now. It's on fire.
The impact was quite severe, and there was a jerking motion.
Incredibly, just a few people on the Metrolink train treated for minor injuries here on the scene and released. There were others shaken up clearly, but otherwise physically okay.
They moved quickly.
They moved all of us to the back, and eventually we all had to evacuate.
Just before the collision, four people were seen running from that RV, presumably running because that Metrolink train was barreling their direction. In Santa Fe Springs, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Ooh. You're going to have a lot of company if you're getting out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
The Auto Club is projecting an all-time record for the number of Southern California travelers this Thanksgiving holiday. 4.3 million of us will be hitting the road or flying out to our holiday destinations, and that's a 2.5% increase over last year.
And that's Marie Montgomery with AAA. She says projected air travel up by 5% over last year, with LAX preparing to issue its forecast for holiday business this afternoon. Rain, by the way, is in the forecast for next week. That could, of course, complicate your travel plans. Won't compliment them. Stay tuned to KNX for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the fives. We'll keep you updated. There have been long familiar sights at Southern California's airports, but you won't be seeing those blue super shuttle vans on the road in L.A. for a while. The L.A. Times reports that the State Public Utilities Commission has suspended super shuttles because it's not in compliance with insurance requirements. A company spokesman in Phoenix says the L.A. office is working to resolve the situation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.